Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Combining historical record with anecdotes from the colorful figures who lived it, Vernon Benjamin presents the definitive book about the area U.S. Congress once called the landscape that defined America. Beginning with the first Native American communities through Henry Hudson's Dutch-sponsored voyage up the river later named for him, the American Revolution, the Industrial Revolution, and the rapid growth of metropolitan New York, and ending at the close of the Civil War. The book is the history of the Hudson River Valley from wilderness to the Civil War. Vernon Benjamin has lectured on the history of the Hudson Valley at Marist College and Bard College since 2003, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to our program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you here.
Well, thank you.
What brought you to write a book about, I say this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, because it goes from wilderness to the Civil War, but there is a very defined period, isn't it?
Yes, and actually the subtitle reflects the subtitle of Alf Evers' book, The Catskills, From Wilderness to Woodstock. And this book should have been written by Alf Evers, but he was 89 when the question was posed to him, and he wanted to write a history of Kingston instead, which he did. It was published a month before his 100th birthday. I was asked to write this. I got a call out of the blue.
Because a lot has been written about the river, but writing about the actual Hudson River Valley, what are the challenges in doing that, especially for such a wide swath of time?
Well, the first is the sheer amount of information in prime documents, secondary materials, ephemera, and everything else, including interviews with people. But I think also there is a challenge in maintaining a constant theme or definition of the valley and where it is and why this or that part of the valley is a part of it. Apart from that, the other challenge for me was the writing of it, the research and the writing of it.
I guess early on comes the question of how you're going to break it up, right? How you are going to look at the topic. It could be going into a timeline. It could be by subjects. How did you decide to tackle such a large work?
Well, when I met with Peter Mayer, the Overlook Press publisher, he suggested doing it by themes. And I said, gee, I don't think I can do that. I think I can just tell a straightforward chronological narrative history. And that's what I would try and do. He asked me to write an outline, which I did, and I subsequently learned that that's why he hired me. The outline pretty much was thorough, and actually it was great for me, too. I never could have written it without it, and the outline held up during the entire process.
You start, and it's fascinating because we learn a lot about the geology and the archaeology and the paleontology of the region. What makes it unique?
The Hudson Valley is unique in several ways. It is the avenue of commerce into the interior after you pass through the most magnificent harbor on the eastern seaboard. It is also unique in the makeup of the people. It carries with it the same type of cosmopolitan assemblage of people as New York City did, starting with the Dutch period of New Netherlands. The valley is also important as the cup that holds the river. And the river, of course, is a very important avenue of commerce, an avenue of ecological wonder, and the setting for the Hudson River estuary, which is a very dramatic part of the valley.
You touched on this a moment ago about the people, but that's a large part of the story, too, of the people and how they relate to the landscape.
Yes, and keeping that story going and maintaining an understanding of the geography was a key element of it. I spent a lot of time just driving around and understanding the geology at first, because ultimately we are people who are defined by our geology, our geography, and the same is true now as it was in prehistoric time. We still basically use the same trails that the natives did and the aborigines before them. The people who came and settled here were also a very diverse clan of people. Starting with the Dutch, who spoke a foreign language, who did not come here because they were an oppressed people or seeking religious freedom. They were here basically to trade in commerce. This was part of the birth of capitalism that was going on here. And they, in fact, invented a new form of money, wampum, during the course of it. The diversity of the Dutch alone pointed the way or enabled me to understand and grasp the populations that followed in all of the regions of the valley.
When you say all of the regions of the valley, I find that interesting, and I found it interesting in the book because we're talking about a very diverse region from New York City to whether it be all the way up to Albany, where you go from a city to very rural and then urban areas.
Plus the farming areas in between, and
right.
The wonderful villages and hamlets that characterize the particular flavor of the valley. I take it up past Glens Falls to the Great Boom, where the logs were stopped on their way down river, and I think that is a legitimate consideration of the boundaries, because as with any region, and Lewis Mumford wrote about this. Defining the region poses a particular problem, and it usually is shadowy around the edges, but usually also carries with it a diverse assemblage of thoughts, philosophies, beliefs, and mores and practices, customs that characterize the people as a whole. To a certain extent, Glens Falls is a lot like Poughkeepsie.
Right.
And we can't say that about New York City, but New York City and the Valley have a common history together and still have some common elements together, the water among them.
It would seem in doing a project like this, it could be easy to go off on any one subject because you can tackle just military history and West Point, look at the literary history of the region, look at the archaeological history of the region. That could take you into any huge area for a long time.
Yes, and there was a constant enticement to do that, and that was part of the problem in handling this. And the way in which that often happens is you get into the anecdotage, and then that sets you into a different subject matter or a particular area of the history that you can get lost in. I found myself going back on myself often, or going ahead to try and maintain the narrative in a way that it kind of tied the sinews together, so that it was a continuous single voice and single history that was unfolding. It is a complicated history, and one that is filled with potentials for going off on some subject.
Vernon Benjamin is the author of The History of the Hudson River Valley from Wilderness to the Civil War. He'll be talking about and signing his book at the Chatham Bookstore on Sunday, June 29th, from 2 to 4 at the Chatham Bookstore this Sunday. When you talk about a complicated history, how so? Because really one does feed into the other, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does, but it contains regions within regions. I opened the book standing at the pine orchard, and you're looking down at about a third of the valley. It's a magnificent view, and you can see the Berlin Mountains, the Rensselaer Plateau, the Green Mountains, the Berkshires, but there are several mountain systems within the valley, or hill systems at least, that are not visible. And the same is with the water bodies. There are and the valleys within the valleys. There are probably 8 or 10 unique and very uniquely characteristic valleys within valleys that have cultures that are entirely their own. Woodstock Valley is a perfect example.
Right. Did you always know that you would end at the Civil War? That's where you wanted to wind up?
No. And in fact, I am continuing the work. And I suspect, I know that Overlook would like it, that we will publish at least another additional volume. I don't think of it as volume one and volume two. To me, it's a seamless history. I entered the web, and I'll continue it until I emerge at the other end.
Is there, because it seems in reading the book that there is, but a somewhat logical conclusion with the Civil War.
Yes, there is. And I think the funeral cortege of Abraham Lincoln passing up the valley with the chug, chug, chug of the train sounds through Tarrytown and all that really end an era for America. I think the death of Abraham Lincoln was probably the most terrible thing that ever happened in the history of America because of what he could have accomplished in his second term. However, the history continues on, and although it is a different history and a new history in many ways, it is the same also in the wealth of anecdotage and the wonderful characters and the range of topics and subjects that it contains.
There is something fascinating about reading the early history of whether it be the arts and the Hudson River School of Art, as well as the literary history that I mentioned. You write about Edgar Allan Poe in the book, that we have continued that great arts tradition. So a lot of these, again, traditions have really stayed and have been nurtured and allowed to grow in the Valley, which is quite natural, I guess.
Well, it is, and it's a good thing for the historian. This book is essentially a synthesis of pieces and things that were written by people who were better at history than I was. There is some original research in it, and especially in those larger topics that are important nationally and just very interesting. I tried to explore additional information and included them in the book. However, the very nature of the subject is complex and lends itself to dealing with very important topics in as thorough a way as you can.
What do you think makes the area unique, makes it different?
That's an interesting question. I think I've asked myself that many times. I think that you said it at the beginning. It is the landscape that defined America. And not only in the importance of the American Revolution and George Washington's presence here, but in the early, in the colonial history with the Dutch and the English, and then in the emergence of the Romanticism of the 19th century. America came of age at the same time that the Romantic era came of age, and we are a part of it. In fact, some people say the Romantic era began with the American Revolution. I think that that is really a very exciting and interesting aspect of the history, and we're probably still in that era for that matter. As far as like all the other topics within it, I mean, they're all just marvelous and wonderful to me. I'm kind of overwhelmed by it all and by the privilege of writing about them.
That idea of writing about so much and being able to weave it in and out, and just to end on this, you have to follow the river, right? That it all ultimately comes down to the river.
Well, yes and no. I think the river is what runs through it, and it is the lifeblood of the commerce, certainly. However, when you get into the outlying areas around the river, then you're discovering that it is a unique and different region. It isn't just all about the Hudson River. And you find that evident in places like, for example, Amenia, where Joel Spingarn and Troutbeck had a great estate, or in the wonderful areas of Washington County, or in, like Chatham, as you mentioned, a beautiful little village with wonderful stores and that. That is characteristic of a rural nature of this valley that is unique, I think.
The name of the book is The History of the Hudson River Valley, From Wilderness to the Civil War. It is published by Overlook. Vernon Benjamin will be at the Chatham Bookstore talking about and signing his new book this Sunday, June 29th, from 2 to 4 p.m. The Chatham Bookstore on Sunday, June 29th, from 2 to 4. And again, the title of the book, The History of the Hudson River Valley. Vernon Benjamin, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck with the book, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here.
Great pleasure. Again, the title of the book, The History of the Hudson River Valley, From Wilderness to the Civil War. It's published by Overlook. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.